Hey, do you have a few minutes? Stick around because we're about to uncover the truth about a persecution poster child's health in Pakistan. And we'll head to the heart of India, where solving water problems is about more than digging a well. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Asya Bibi is deathly ill. No, wait, she's actually fine. Well, who is she? There's a lot of confusion surrounding the Christian woman on Pakistan's death row. The 44-year-old mother of five has been behind bars since 2009 for falling afoul of the blasphemy law. Misinformation is just par for the course as her story reaches around the world. Open Doors USA's David Curry cuts to the chase on this story.
I don't think it changes the nature of what we're facing here with Asya Bibi, who will be executed for being a follower of Jesus in Pakistan against this blasphemy law, which is grossly unfair, unless something happens, you know, in her Supreme Court case.
The blasphemy laws do suppress how faith in Christ gets shared.
It's very difficult to be a follower when you have these kind of blasphemy laws and the kind of way it incites people to a personal kind of vigilante justice within these countries.
Again, this story isn't about Asya Bibi. It's about the law that put her behind bars. And the bigger picture is that it's about the body of Christ and the hope they live in despite pressure in Pakistan. They didn't cause it, and they don't want it. But civil war is what they got. And as of October, there are over 4 million refugees in the Middle East just from Syria alone. There's another 3 million displaced from Iraq, and many of these people live in poverty. But thanks to Global Aid Network, churches are helping churches be the hands and feet of Christ. Just last week alone, volunteers at a U.S. church packed over 43,000 meals, and all of it's being sent to the refugees. Stay tuned to see how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thanks to better health practices, Rwanda's tuberculosis rate's now lower than London's. And improving health is just one of Food for the Hungry's focuses in a community. For the past few years, FFH and a U.S. church have been walking alongside kids in Rwanda. But the transformation's been twofold. By focusing on others, this U.S. church is less focused on its own desires and more concerned with Christ's. And you know, who would have thought that better health practices would lead to community transformation? And U.S. believers are also working together to create change in India. The nation could be water scarce by 2025, according to Indian researchers. In fact, India Partners' Donna Glass says,
water scarcity is becoming a much bigger problem. Diarrhea is the second most common cause of death of children under the age of five in India. And that's mostly caused because they have poor water. That water is oftentimes green or black. That's the only water they have.
India Partners is helping by drilling clean water wells. And in some cases, it's about more than just meeting a physical need.
The fact that we have come in and actually brought water to them, have drilled a well, and they become open to having somebody come in and share the gospel.
There are lots of ways that your church can come alongside, whether it's by praying, giving, or even going on one of India Partners' trips. We can connect you with the house in just a second. Our last story today is about presence. The gospel is the greatest gift that one can give. And that's exactly what Christian Resources International is doing. CRI sends Bibles and Christian books around the world to believers who don't have them. One group they're especially helping are the indigenous missionaries. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We have seen radio ministries, orphanages, Bible colleges, prison ministries receive from our ministry the Word of God for over the last 60 years. And it's pretty exciting because multiple denominations are getting these Bibles and Christian books and utilizing them to evangelize, to train up pastors, to give orphans the Word of God.
Are you interested in what you just heard? You'll find ways to respond at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.